Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Break every chain, break every
God bless you, saints of God. It's always a pleasure, my God, to tune in with you on every day to see the face of the living God. Listen, saints of God, I know you're still pushing, and I know that the spirit of the living God hand is upon you, and I know that it is resting with you through no matter what and through no matter what the times may be. And I'm telling you right now, that is what it's going to take. You're going to always keep pressing and keep moving. But nevertheless, even though you keep pressing and you keep moving, you see results happening in your life. You're going to come against some obstacles, but you're going to have to soar, my God, on top of the oppositions, my God. Because at the end of the day, it's about where you want in life. Do you want it bad enough? You want it bad enough to where you want to keep pushing, keep fighting, keep going through. You hear me? And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, God is going to see you through. I just thank God for what he is doing and alive for the saints of God, my God, and what he is doing through all his attacks, through all the things that he want to get mad about or what he want to trip on about. So what? That's a sign that's showing, that's a sign that you need to take in consideration that where you are walking, you are being successful. You are making production in the spirit. Why? Because the enemy, he will not try to attack or be mad at you if you ain't sitting by, if you are not no threat to him, or he have something to be upset with you about. So this day, just take a hold, gather yourself together, keep fighting, keep pushing, and I'm telling you, God is going to see you through. Listen, saints of God, I want to welcome in a new family, a new state in. My God Almighty, with the ADM family, we welcome Texas. We welcome, not Texas, I'm sorry, Texas already in with us. Tennessee. And thank God for Tennessee for coming in and believing with us. And I just thank God that we're touching somebody there, regardless if it's one or two or three of you. My God, I thank God that you're tuning in, Tennessee, for us to come and worship and walk with us and be a part with us. So I bless God for you as well, saints of God. And I just thank you. I'm telling you. And I thank ADM family for their support and all the help that they've been giving and contributing, especially on, my God Almighty, on Saturday, for now, the new, my God, Mr. and Mrs. Joe Jackson's, amen, the Jackson, Mr. and Mrs. Jackson. So we thank God for them, and thank God for you, and I just thank God. Listen, we're going to get ready to get geared up for tomorrow, begin to get into our intercessory prayer. My God, we're going to be on at 7 a.m. and also 7 p.m. I want you to begin to come back with me at the 7 p.m. hour and intercede with me in the Holy Ghost. My God, God done commissioned and let me know you wanted me to go in into intercession. Saints of God, I want you to come in and let's intercede. We're closing out, what, this seventh month. My God, the seventh month. I know a lot of you have been dealing with things, dealing with issues coming up. You're bringing them clothes, cutting some ties away, cleaning up your ass, cleaning up your act, cleaning, and putting things in your life together. That's what it takes. And I'm telling you right now, and I know through this walk, it probably did not feel good. Some issues that you have to face probably was very uncomfortable. But yet you still had to face on. Why? Because it's a place that God is taking you. He ain't going to take you with old things. He's just going to hold you down, my God, and contaminate the new place where God is trying to take you. So now we're going to get ready to go into number 8. The new beginning, amen. And we're going to be interceding in the Holy Ghost. We're definitely going to be interceding for our kids as they go back to school, and a lot of them begin to start school, my God Almighty, on today. But we're going to continue to intercede and pray the covering and everything for them. And I'm telling you right now, God is going to get ready to launch some of you, and going to get ready to take some of you in an accelerated place, my God, and going to get ready to bless you, because now you have it. You have it. You have the lesson. You got the nugget. What God was trying to give you. you. Amen. I just thank God. Listen, saints of God, we are not going to be on too long tonight. I'm just telling right now, the family going to be they were going to be geared up. We're going to be in intercession two times throughout this week. Amen. Starting on tomorrow, the 1st of August. And I'm telling you right now, I'm just excited what God is going to do. Amen. I just thank God. Listen, if our very own Minister Pastel is on the line, go ahead and press 1. We're going to bring in for prayer. Amen. Is she on the line? Amen. But nevertheless, we're going to keep moving. And I just thank God for what he is doing. And right after the prayer, saints of God, if you have any testimony, things you'd like to share, I want you to go ahead and press 1 as well. I want to bring you on in. And my God Almighty, after the prayers, we're going to call it good night. I want you to get your mind ready, get it in position. We're going to get ready to bombard heaven. We're going to get ready to shake heaven. I don't know. We're going to begin to open up the lines. I don't know what day is going to happen. God is going to begin to prophetic. It reminds me of the old school move when we first started out on this broadcast, how God just opened up the line, began to prophetically speak in people's lives, prophesize. I'm talking about it was a blessing. Time, and I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you're not going to want to miss it. If you missed the last one when we had the 7 p.m. prayer, you missed a treat. What a powerful impact word. God bless you, my God Almighty, Minister Pastel. As she prayed right after a prayer, you got a testimony you want to add, please press 1. We're going to bring you in. God bless you, Minister Pastel. Amen, you're there. You probably have your phone on mute.
Good afternoon, everybody. Bless you, Pastor. Bless
Amen. God bless
life.
You.
Hallelujah. Be blessed with the ABM ministry. I thank God for everybody tonight. I just bless the Lord for our sisters and brothers throughout the world. Give you praise and glory. Father God, we come before you, Father God. We give you thanks and praise, Father God, for another day, Father God. We bless you, Father God, for your continuing power. Your faithfulness, Father God, is like none other, Father God. We bless you, Father God, for all the good things and all the things that we go through, oh God, the things that you helped us through, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy. For your mercy is sufficient, Father God. We thank you this day, God. We bless you, oh God. We love you tonight, oh God. We give you glory, oh God, for your grace, your mercies, and your kindness, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for structure. Hallelujah. We thank you for guidance through our pastor, Father God. We thank you, oh God, that you're bringing us to another level, Father God. Another level of praise and worship, oh God. Another level closer to you. You're calling us higher, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that in spite of what our walk takes us, Father God, that you are with us. You are with us, oh God, at this travel, oh God. You are with us, oh God, at this race, oh God. You said that the race is not for the swift, not for the strong, but to them that endure it, Father God, them that live up right before thee, oh God. We thank you that you keep us, oh God, even in times when we don't know what to do, Father God. We thank you that you're always holding our hands, Father God. We thank you for your keeping power, Father God. We thank you for the blood that was shed by us, oh God. We love the ideals, for the remaining of sins, oh God. We thank you that you're more than enough, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We give you praise, we give you glory, Father God. You said in your word, oh God, that this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for joy. Hallelujah. Joy will take us through it. He comes under our post. For the joy of the Lord is a strength. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for all the things that you're keeping us through, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for our triumph. We thank you, oh God, for you said in your word. Thankful for those that have been afflicted. Hallelujah. You got closer to God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you in this hour, Lord God. We cover our children out of the culture. We cover the teachers in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We cover the transportation out of our culture. We cover our darlings, the Amaliyota, as they go forth back to school in this hour, oh God. Oh God, we plead the blood of Amaliyota over every school, every car, every vehicle, oh God. We cover the
on you, oh God. Let us trust in you, oh God. No matter how the wind may blow, no matter how the seas may bellow, we must trust in you. We must not take our eyes off of you. We must continue this race in truth and in integrity, oh God. Keep us in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Once again, we give you praise. We give you glory, oh Father God, for all you have done, your substance. Hallelujah. In no other name but the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, what a prayer. What a prayer. Amen. I thank you for Minister Pastel, my God, for interceding. What a prayer. Saints of God, I'm bleared up. I'm fired up. I'm just waiting on to see what God is finna get ready to do in our life. We're going to follow the instructions and keep walking with the living God. Listen, we're going to send our shout out to our very own Mother Price. We love you. Amen. We love you. And we're going to give her some rest because we're going to continue our own regular hours, our scheduled hour at 7 a.m. And we're going to come back at 7 p.m. beginning tomorrow and to see that in the Holy Ghost. Listen, I'm telling you right now, you want to make sure you get on a line real early, because at the end of the day we only have so many slots for different for you all to get on, and after that the system go to kicking you off. And I'm telling you right now, they be calling in for all over the world, and I just thank God for our brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom, Norway, praise God, France, I thank God for you. And we just thank God for our brothers and sisters that is connecting and walking with us, and also our new family, my God, in Tennessee. We thank God for them as well. And we thank God that they trust in the God within us. And we're giving them something for they could go on day by day to empower them, my God, to strengthen their relationship within the Lord. Listen, saints of God, we're going to get out of here. I know it's going to, my God, it was a short it's a short segment today, because we finna get geared up and we finna go ahead and soar in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, if you know anybody that is dry, that they need moisture in their life, they need to soar once again, they need to get the fire back burning in the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you want to put them on this line beginning tomorrow. We want to put them back on this line tomorrow, because I know for a fact God will ignite them and cause them to reburn again, and the Holy Ghost to be refreshing once again. Listen, I just thank God for what he is doing. I thank God. Listen, Pastor and the First Lady, we give y'all this shout out, and we love you. I'm ready to see you back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Then right after that at 7 p.m., we're going to be in the Holy Ghost. Until then, family, we're going to see you. Let's get them guns greased up, cocked, loaded, and ready to shoot. God bless each and every one of you.